Blackstone Audio presents Midnight at the Pera Palace, The Birth of Modern Istanbul, by Charles King. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Author's note. In writing about a complex past, inconsistency of language is inevitable. I use the name Istanbul throughout this book, even though before 1930 or so, many locals and most foreigners knew it as a version of Constantinople. I use the word Muslims to describe people who would have used that label in the Ottoman era, regardless of their level of religious devotion. Many of these people would later come to call themselves Turks. People of Greek Orthodox heritage in Istanbul have long distinguished themselves from Greek speakers who live in Greece, and I make a similar distinction in English. I call the former Greeks and the latter Hellenes. I refer to the present Istiklal, Independence Avenue, as the Grand Rue, a term that many people continued to use in the interwar years, even after the street had officially been given its current name. I generally spell Turkish words in the Turkish fashion. I make exceptions for idiosyncratic spellings found in written sources, which I have left unaltered, and for terms and names that have English equivalents, hence Pasha, P-A-S-H-A, rather than P-A-S-A. I refer to some historical characters, especially Turkish Muslims, by one or more given names up until the time they adopted an inheritable family name, around 1934. Before then, individuals were normally referred to by a first name plus an honorific, such as Pasha for generals or senior administrators, Bey or Effendi for men of rank, and Hanim for similarly placed women.